Spain's Mediterranean coast is home to that country's largest Muslim community. Today, 1 in 10 people living there are Muslim. That ratio doesn't sit well with some Spanish residents. In one town, politicians have proposed new zoning laws to preserve the, what they call the local flavor. But Lauren Freyer reports that what some call protecting Spanish tradition, others call discrimination.
Ahead of municipal elections, Spain's airwaves are filled with campaign promises. Here in Tarragona, ruling conservatives want to limit the number of kebab shops in the town center to prevent what they call ghettos and instead protect traditional Spanish businesses.
Tomates es español, ¿no? Patatas son españoles. Dime tú, ¿qué es un...
My tomatoes are Spanish, and so are the potatoes I sell, says Nuari Benzawi, an Algerian immigrant who runs a local kebab shop and halal grocery store. Do I need to sell pork to be a traditional Spanish business? Do I need to sell wine? He doesn't, for religious reasons. He's a Muslim who's lived in Spain for 20 years. He's married to a Spaniard and has a Spanish passport.
Legal, sí. Pagas tus impuestos, sí. Pagas todo, sí.
My business is legal, Benzawi says. I pay my taxes, I don't sell contraband, so what are they worried about? This is called discrimination. Muslims in Spain tend to be lower-income, first-generation immigrants, disproportionately hurt by Spain's economic crisis. Benzawi says this zoning proposal will only make matters worse. Tarragona's Conservative Party leaders refused to talk to NPR, but another member of their party expressed concern about Muslim youth congregating in the town center. I decided to ask a Muslim youth what he thinks.
Hello, my name is Hussam.
Hussam Lakshush's family invited me for a traditional Moroccan couscous at their home in Tarragona.
If you have many Muslims living together, you will have Muslim shops, Arab shops, mosques. They think that it's a ghetto. They are afraid of that. I don't know. I think that it's a little bit racist.
This is the same area that banned Muslim burqas last year. Spain's Supreme Court overruled the ban. The town took out the word burqa. Councilman Joaquim Enrech Garola says the ban now applies to all full face coverings.
Pero no porque vaya con un niqab o porque vaya con un burqa o con que vaya.
It's not to ban the Muslim burqa or niqab, he says. It also applies to people wearing motorcycle helmets walking down the street. It's not religious. This is what confuses Muslims. Why are lawmakers banning pedestrians from wearing motorcycle helmets and limiting kebab shops when unemployment here tops 30%?
In cada periodo de votos y de elecciones, siempre...
It's election season. We're used to this. They think it'll win them votes, says Mohammed Abdulrahim Bocadira, the imam at Tarragona's Islamic Center, where hundreds of faithful gather every Friday to pray in a poorly lit basement that used to be a municipal market. Among those praying here is Hilal Tarku, a lawyer who heads a local Muslim group. Politicians say they want to preserve the aesthetic of the city, he says. But they're doing it at the expense of its newest citizens. Whenever there's a crisis, they always blame the weakest ones, the immigrants. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Tarragona, Spain.